Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We got Joe Martin here joining us. Joe, you went to school at East Lydon, right?
I did go to East Lydon.
And you just had a birthday, too. We almost share the same birthday. I was reading your bio.
What do you got? You a Leo, then? We're Leos?
I'm a Leo, barely. I'm July 27th.
Ooh, 26th, yeah.
Happy birthday.
As well. You as well.
All right. So the reason why we have here is not to talk about our birthdays and the fact that we're both Leos in our upper 30s, but the fact that you had a business for a while and you ran it, and you ran it in a very unique way, at least the last 3 years of it. Tell us about your work schedule that you set up, why you did, and the benefits of it.
Yeah. You know, we can start with the idea that I had an employee come to me on a Friday at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
He had a 2-year-old daughter at home and then also a newborn at home. And he came in like a good employee and was like, Joe, what else do you need me to work on?
Mm-hmm.
And I fumbled around looking for something of like, what can I give you to work on?
What can I fill this time with?
Yeah. And then realized there was nothing I was going to give him that was more important than him going home and spending time with his newborn daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is ridiculous that I don't want to be charged for my time. Why do I pay my employees for their time? I should pay them for results. Get done what you need to get done.
And then get out of there.
Yep. So we started looking at, I heard about this idea from Jason Fried at a company called Basecamp in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said how they'd been messing around with different cycles of work.
Yeah, like a 4-day work week maybe.
And they tried like working for like 3 months and taking a little bit of time off. And then they kind of narrowed it down to 6 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And like any good responsible person should do, I should have pulled Jason aside and said, Jason, can you tell me more?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I was like, I'm doing this.
And just jumping right
ran
in.
Ran and jumped right in, yeah.
And what did you find from your workers?
Oh, that it's awful for the entire first year.
Wait, really?
Oh, it was so bad.
Wait, why was it bad?
Humans, awful at estimating time.
Okay.
We are awful at planning ahead and knowing how long something's going to take.
So you mean that they just weren't able to kind of get things into the schedule where things are supposed to get done in those 6 weeks, or that they aren't just ready for those 2 weeks off, or they didn't really become time off and they had to work through it? Like, what do you mean? Because when you told me that, or when I heard this, I was like, no problem, right away. But everyone works differently, and we're all in these very set cycles, I imagine.
It is, and it's looking ahead to know actually what's coming up. And I think that's the hardest thing, is actually like visualizing and planning through, this is what's going to need to get done. Once that happens, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? And then what? And not enough companies actually, I think, give themselves the amount of time to play through that. And so we're running at just more of this reactive environment.
So did you have thoughts of after the first year saying, never mind, back to normal? Or did you say, we're going to plow through and keep trying?
I mean, I did. My team did. Like, they were like, Joe, this is stupid. Can we go back to just working every day? And I was like, no, this works somehow.
Who asks that? Oh, my gosh. These are the worst. That's like the kid in class who has to stay all 50 minutes and never asks to leave early or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, until you do it, you don't know.
Yep.
So how did year two go?
Year two started to get better.
Okay.
All of a sudden, we started getting in a groove with it and started really being able to hunker down on those 2 weeks and
mm-hmm.
get solid planning in place. So much better.
So when we work through what this looks like, and you and I talked before the break, because I asked you, I mean, so you aren't working weekends, so mm-hmm. the weekends are still off.
Yeah.
You still get some vacation time to yep. use at your own time.
Yep.
The 2 weeks off, so I just went on a vacation to central Wisconsin for a week and a half where I was completely unplugged.
What's in central Wisconsin?
What isn't in central Wisconsin? Lakes, boats, drinking, water skiing, that sort of stuff, relaxing. But I was able to unplug completely. I mean, yeah. I think I still checked email, but I don't think I sent a single email for work. But those 2 weeks off were not quite as relaxing as my trips, right? I guess for most people.
Yep, yeah, still answer email. But it's also that chance. I realized, like, I gave my team unlimited vacation. A lot mm-hmm. of companies do this. I think, especially in the tech space, it's kind of almost expected at this point
mm-hmm.
that you give unlimited vacation. But then I never actually gave my team time to take that vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my guys had to have his wisdom teeth pulled, scheduled it during the break. Another guy had to have his gallbladder out, looked ahead, scheduled it during the break. This way it didn't mess up anything else. We still had our flow, and they could take a full week off during that break. Then jump back in and get stuff planned.
It's interesting because when we live these busy lives, and certainly as Americans, most of us do, we kind of are this rush around culture, and we seem to put a lot of value on how much time the boss sees us in the office versus how much we're actually getting done. And those things that are just now, I've had a flat tire or a tire that's been leaking for weeks. For weeks, because there just wasn't time. I work over at a WCIU in the mornings on the TV, come over here a lot of times in the afternoons to fill in. It's just like the time goes by so fast. I had to like carve out a day today between works. I was like, I have to do this today. But you mentioned gallbladder, things like that, wisdom teeth. I mean, life gets in the way. And if we don't take care of those things, I imagine that impacts things how you're doing at work.
And how many other problems do we have? Like, how many other things are we dealing with that aren't even that big? Like, what mental health things do we have to deal with? What things from our family that they're dealing with? And like, we don't give time.
So have you talked to other, I mean, you just did a TEDx talk in the Wrigleyville neighborhood, right?
Yes.
How did that go? What did you talk about? This exact sort of thing? Or?
I talked about time travel.
Really?
So.
Wait, so what's your background? Are you just some stranger that walked in here that had a company for a while, 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off? What is your background
in? Solid move. I started off with a band, actually. My first real business, I think, was my band for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when that fell apart, I kind of realized I learned how to build websites in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so started a web design agency, turned that into a product company, sold that. And now we're here.
Not to the next level.
Yeah.
So have you, what have people's reactions been when you tell them about this plan? Have you ever heard from other leaders or business leaders that this is a great idea, it's a bad idea? What sorts of reactions do you get?
I've heard great idea. So there's actually a company in Chicago called Perspectives who's been starting to implement this in with theirs. They're mm-hmm. very mental health focused, and they are saying the results they saw immediately with their team.
Really?
Of just people's motivations when all of a sudden they had a light at the end of a tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I'm going to work for six. You're giving me a little break.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my best for six.
Right.
Let me jump in.
And let me do that. I agree, because I think that a lot of people, I know some people at my office, and every job is different. Obviously, construction work can't quite do this. There's different areas of work. I think in media, you would always be on a five-day schedule, I think. Who knows? But I think there are a lot of people that I've worked with over the past many years that I just know are just browsing the internet, or they're just sitting there, but they feel like they have to be in that room, or they're, you know, taking longer on a project just because they know that that'll help fill the time a little bit more. I've always been in the mindset to get in and get out and get your work done and go for a walk, and some of the best ideas come from that free time.
Yes.
Did you see that from your employees?
Agree. Yes. What they had the most that I loved was just a little more time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I wanted. Like, how do we expect people to be involved in their family? We don't give them time to be involved. When it's a rush through work, rush to get home, take care of your kids. Having kids all weekend, I don't have kids now.
Right.
Future me will have kids.
Yes, yes.
But current day me, and it sounds exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Exhausting to have children. Just
yes, right. I wonder if people that work in TV and radio, how the heck, or any business out there, how you have kids. Did I read in your bio you want to become a teacher one day?
That was the long-term goal.
Is it still the long-term goal or no?
I started doing it a little bit, actually.
Okay.
Now. I feel like some of the speaking opportunities have afforded me that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm running an online marketing masterclass as well.
That's
so I'm trying to
stuff.
Teach people online and make it concise.
Well,
make it easy.
We have a News Click question every day, and today's is, what is your ideal work schedule? So go to WGNradio.com, search for the News Click. We got a couple options for you. Would you rather have longer hours, but 4 days a week? You know, a lot of people do that. They do like the mm-hmm. 10 hours a day, but that still wouldn't quite fit in with the mission of what you are doing, because that's still like you got to fill those 10 hours
yep.
for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So longer hours, but 4 days a week is an option. Your option, 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Some people, can you do the standard 40-hour work week? I'd rather stay there. Or D, I'm retired, every day is Saturday. I guess that's what we're all ultimately working for. So do you know what's next for you, Joe? You just, I know you mentioned that company that you had before has been sold, and you're probably on to the next adventure. What is the time travel thing, by the way, that you were talking about?
So it goes to this idea that even if we could time travel, I think that ultimately we'd want to travel back in time. So you'd want to come to you today and say, here are the things you need to do to live the best version of your life.
So you'd go through time or you would come back to yourself in the present?
Yeah, come back to yourself today. Give yourself a list and say, if you do these things, your life is going to be amazing. And just that we have the ability to already do that.
Interesting.
Sit down and write the list today of what you want to do next year. So I name my years in advance is kind of where it comes from.
Interesting. What do you name them? Like,
Whatever the overarching theme for that year is going to be.
Wow.
So this year, coincidentally,
yes.
before this year began, I named it Showtime. And I'm currently on WGN Radio middle of the day talking about this book.
You made it work. All right, Joe Martin, where can people find out more information about you and all the work that you do?
You can find me at HiJoeMartin.com.
On social media platforms as well? Or
at HiJoeMartin.
That works out very well. H-I Joe Martin. Thanks so much. And get your News Click. You got to get your answer in. So what's your answer to the News Click? Is it the 6 weeks, 2 days, 2 weeks off?
I can't go against myself. And I agree with this. I wrote a book on it.
Yeah. Where can people? Is that book on Amazon and stuff?
Or it is,
books
yeah.
we sell?
Yeah, they can search on Amazon for today.
All right. Thanks so much, Joe. Have a good one.